Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. A little past the 9 o'clock hour, the halfway point of the show. And you just heard from Crimsong, that was As the Fates Would Have It, as the demo they have put out, brand new band, and they, again, are playing on December 2nd at Tavern at the A out in Pittsfield. Before that, we had Diva Carr, nice little blackened band, playing at PA's on Thursday. And we kicked off that set with Zombie Frogs. That was their single, Anura. They have their new album dropping next month. And the rest of the show, we're going to be playing bands that you can also see this week. Before we get to that, we're going to do a new little feature here. That was actually reminding me. So that there's always fun things in the local police blotters. Even going back to Holy Cross, when news editor, I got special privileges to look at the public safety blotter.
That's right.
Print to select things.
Keep my name out of it.
We were also reminded of an incident in Melrose that took place over the summer at a wrestling show we were at. It was actually the show after. It was like a doubleheader. And there was a police were called to resolve a payment dispute in Memorial Hall in Melrose. But anyway.
Wrestler mad.
You can find the full police blotter in the Melrose Weekly News, which is the challenger to the Free Press.
Mm.
Very exciting.
What's the take there? Why are there two newspapers?
I don't really remember. But can I remember when the Weekly News came out? I don't know. We won't go into a big Melrose newspaper war story, but I know. I feel like that. I think they have like exclusive rights to the police blotter now because it was in the Free Press.
What?
So, here you go. So, what we're going to do on a few of these, So, basically, these are like one to two sentences. I'm going to read the first sentence and then see if Matt can guess what was going on here. Yep. So, for example, on Monday, November 14th, a man was reportedly, quote, taking apart his car on Myrtle Street at the Essex Street intersection, I assume, around 7:20 a.m. Police said the man was
making sweet, sweet love to his car.
He was changing a tire on his vehicle.
Why would he do that?
I mean, you can't do that in Melrose. You can't just be all willy-nilly.
You just take apart your car.
Who do you think you are, changing a tire?
Jesus.
That's disturbing the peace.
Unbelievable.
Yes, these are the things that people have actually called the police about.
I would have just called the SWAT team. I'm like, what is he doing with that car?
Wednesday, November 16th, a neighbor reported seeing a man on Clifford Street go to the mailbox of another home and enter the house. Police were told the house is vacant and the doors are open. Police checked out the situation and found
the man sleeping on the floor.
A contractor inside working.
Oh, he's just working?
Dude, just showing up to do his job.
That's true. That's a little bit weirder than guy working on his car.
Taking apart his car.
That's more neighborly. Like, hey, there's a bunch of dudes just walking in
just
your house.
Just like, you know, when you're peeking out your window, seeing what's going on. You see a guy going into an abandoned home. What is he doing?
Oh, man. My grandfather used to call the police anytime he saw someone he didn't like going to the mailbox. He's like, I don't know. See something, say something. This is why the mailbox.
This is why it is the mean streets of Melrose.
Yeah.
Saturday, November 19th, a suspicious person was reported in the Main and Short Street areas waiting.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
That's
a suspicious
rough,
person
that's
was reported
area.
In the Main and Short Streets area around 6:15. Yeah. He was waiting for the bus.
He was wearing the wrong color shirt.
Can you imagine just.
Wait, they called the cops and a guy waiting for the bus?
I mean, this is Trump's America now. You can't go to a bus station without being suspicious,
Christ.
Apparently.
What was he doing?
He was waiting for the bus.
Is there any other description?
That's what it was.
Doing?
He was waiting for a bus, and people called the cops because they didn't like him standing
two guns
there.
He was Yosemite Sam.
Not looking. He was a shady individual.
Well, that is a rough area of Melrose.
So this is where this is where we live. All right. This is our.
That's terrible.
What we have to deal with.
That's just childish. I'm gonna get arrested.
So all right, and then these really aren't like crazy, but I can't really ask you to guess these things. These are just statements, but this one I love just because of how specific it is. So on Thursday, November 17th, a scone baking pan valued at $35 was reportedly taken from an address in the 900 block of Main Street sometime after UPS delivered it around 10:15 the previous day.
Take that.
So if you have seen a scone baking pan valued at $35, if it's $40, you got the wrong one.
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
If it's $20, no, they don't want it. If it's $35, you have the missing pan.
Yeah. Coincidentally, we have scones in the studio today. Come on by.
We do not have scones in the studio.
No,
they would be in the room outside.
That's right,
they're outside. And Sunday, November 20th, somebody just had to call the cops because a turkey in the middle of the 200 block of Main Street around 11 a.m. was moved out of the way.
See, I told you. I saw turkeys walk around my house, and I was like, bag one of these bad boys to take for holiday for Thanksgiving.
When I was running one day in Melrose, actually, I was at a hill. I was like doing hill repeats, and there was a turkey just like standing up on top of an SUV just watching me.
They don't care.
He was chilling on top of the car.
Did you know turkeys roost in trees?
I did not know that.
They can fly into a tree, and that's where they roost and have their eggs, which is ridiculous, because you'd think,
that's
how can
amazing.
It possibly fly?
That is the best of the best of the Melrose Police Blotter. There's some serious stuff in there, too.
You're going to get arrested walking around with your shirts.
Melrose, and you're waiting for a bus. Don't do anything suspicious, because people
Holy
will call
moly.
The police. That was enjoyable.
It's my dad just calling the cops on everybody.
So you can scout out the police blotter and see where the intersections are, where shady stuff goes down, and avoid those areas, because you don't want to have the cops called on you
for
next.
The bus. The only actual crime was someone stole that person's scone pan.
The scone pan valued at $35.
Jeez Louise. Can't you make scones on any pan?
I'm actually unfamiliar with the art of scone making.
I don't know. It seems like you can just put them on a pan.
Perhaps.
You shape them into a triangle or whatever, and then you get scones on your hands.
Although, we do have to say, it's a hilarious note the way it's written, but it is... People kind of suck, too, because, this happens around the holidays.
It's
like, you get presents delivered, and then people come and take them off your porch. It's like, come on.
That's annoying. I just ship everything to my office.
A lot of people do that. Makes sense. So, speaking of the holidays, Christmas is on Sunday this year.
Yep.
And if you were listening before the show started, Darnley announced that he would be in for Sounds of Praise on Christmas morning.
And the sports show, too, right?
I would assume the sports show. And I at least will be here also on Sunday morning.
What a trooper.
For your soundtrack to opening presents / your ritual sacrifice, wherever you celebrate the day.
Open the presents.
Matt may or may not be here.
I'll probably be back.
So stay tuned for that. Coming up in a few weeks. Also stay tuned.
It's also the first day of Hanukkah on the 24th.
That's right. It all coincides.
Both
this year. So now we will hope you enjoyed that brand new segment. We'll see if it lasts other weeks.
Yeah.
And now we are going to get back to you. Just stay tuned for Brutal or Not Brutal. We got some good stuff coming up there. We got Matt's black metal song of the week.
It's a good one.
And now let's play some more music that you can hear this weekend. We've been talking about female vocals today. We're going to do some more of that. So this is from the band Altium. I should mention that. So Zombie Frogs came together at Berklee College. This band, Altium, came together at Berklee College of Music. As did Revocation, or at least Dave Davidson went to Berklee.
Well,
So it's like all over the spectrum.
If you're not out in Greenfield, where else are you going to form a band?
It's like we have the mid to west part of the state to thank for a lot of the scene. But anyway, so this band is performing Monday, tomorrow night at the Middle East, along with Buried Electric, Mindwalk Boulevard, Emissivity, and Vile. This is Altium. And this is their song called The Promise Part 2.
Wait, important, right? Based on their concept album?
It is the first single release. It came out in July. Not a lot of news, at least, from the band recently. So I don't know what the status of the album is. But it is a concept album in a parallel timeline where the moon has evil plans for humanity.
Yeah, you can't see. So
basically Majora's Mask.
You can't see me, but I'm rubbing my hands together and cackling.
I know, Matt thought it was hilarious. Like, this is ridiculous. And then it's like, oh, yes. It's also Majora's one of the greatest Mask. Video games ever made. I'm not saying that it's based on that video game, but that was a sinister moon, right?
It's the dawn of the third day, 36 hours remain.
All right, so this is Altium. This is The Promise Part 2. Check them out tomorrow night. We may also play another band that you can see. And stay tuned for more stuff. You're listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Guide me through this darkest night. The time is right. Be by my side. Look at me. Hear my outcry. Join my journey.
On the news about that five-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Intoxicated Rage. You can see them Friday, December 2nd, over at the Cantab Lounge. Before those guys, we had Overgrowth, the song was Apocalypse from Patient Zero Boston from Intoxicated Rage. Before that was Overgrowth with Within These Steps off of Amongst the Rot. You can see them at PA's Lounge on Thursday, December 1st. And we kicked off that block with an epic from the band Altium. That was The Promise Part 2. And you can see that band at the Middle East, opening for Buried Electric tomorrow, Monday, the 28th.
Great production.
Yes, you can tell they went to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Or go to Berkeley.
It's very good.
So, all right. So now it is time for some brutal or not brutal.
Yeah.
All right.
And so we just found a new one.
We have a late edition, late breaking edition.
Holy moly.
To we'll start off a little slow, though. So brutal or not brutal, Randy Blythe, our boy Randy from Lamb of God, who actually, he's one of these guys that sings about, he's like a punk rocker trapped in a metal band, kind of, and but he put his money where his mouth is. He is off the Standing Rock to deliver food and supplies to the protesters.
Good.
And he's going to go there and protest. So is that brutal or not brutal?
It's brutal.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not even a discussion. I like that guy. I like that band. That's a good call. If that's your thing, go there. Do it. It's brutal.
Real brutal.
So yeah. Also, we'll stay in politics for now.
How is he getting the food over there?
I think he's just driving.
Is he making?
I just loaded up his car.
Making scones?
Maybe he has.
If he brings scones over there, I'm calling the cops.
Well, the cops are there.
Oh, they're there. Well,
and they're ready to blast you with water if you show up with a pan.
Oh, for crying out loud! Send them that article and make sure Randy doesn't show up with scones, because we know who has the $35 scone pan. It's Randy Blythe.
Also politically related, Vince Neil, your boy Vince Neil.
I was talking about this.
Yeah. Thought he was going to be playing at the inauguration, but he's not playing at the inauguration anymore. He got uninvited by
Trump.
Nobody really knows. Apparently, I guess the...
Is Kid Rock going to be there?
I'm sure he will.
Sure.
I'm sure, what's his name? The dude who hunts.
Ted Nugent.
Will be there. Ted Nugent.
Wango Tango.
And Varge will be there. Varge will be playing some Burzum black metal.
He's not allowed in the country.
But Vince was not he was uninvited. People believe that maybe Hillary had invited him.
Vince Neil.
It's no longer happy. So brutal or not brutal, Vince Neil was uninvited from performing
not
at
brutal.
The presidential inauguration.
Not brutal. Vince Neil looks like a bloated, like, Cabbage Patch doll at this point of his life.
Not brutal, you know.
All right. One last political thing.
Livewire's a good song.
Your girl Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Our favorite here. Lunatic Jill Stein. Woke up one morning and news reports were that Jill Stein had raised $2.5 million for recounts in Wisconsin. Was it Wisconsin, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania? I forget what three states.
I think it's Wisconsin. Yeah.
Wisconsin, the one she signed. So I think it had to be by the 25th for a recount in Wisconsin. She had signed the paperwork. So they're going to recount. And the main thing is that because there's rumblings that things didn't quite add up for how. At least the margin that Trump won by.
Extremely curious.
And, so Jill Stein's like, if Hillary's not going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe she feels guilty for siphoning votes from Hillary.
Well, she should do that because, like, she has no political capital to waste. Like, why not? Just do it. Just
I mean, if nothing else, it's going to give her...
the fire.
Like, yeah. So it's going to get her, like, all the Green Party supporters again. I'll pump for next
It's the first time
election.
I ever thought Jill Stein in a positive light, so...
There you go. So is that so you're saying that...
It's brutal. Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
They're real brutal.
Wreck it.
All right, so this was part of your Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
There's a Megadeth beer.
Megadeth beer. So it's a Saison beer. It's called, I don't even know the name of it. It's like Blyazotek or something. But it's a Saison, which is like spicy. So I did sample it over the weekend. And apologies to David, but I just don't like it. I don't like that style. I like the artwork on it, and I like that it says Megadeth on the bottom, but the other stuff I don't like about it. So, not brutal, Dave. Shouldn't be a
Danbury,
Saison.
Connecticut is more brutal.
Should be like a 40. Just get a 40 ounce of garbage. Put your name on it.
Killswitch Engage has a beer named after them, brewed in their honor, as well as Deftones. So this is like becoming a thing now.
Iron Maiden has one.
Yep.
So you got one for a cousin, Maggie's cousin, and we haven't been able to give it to him, so it's probably bad at this point. But it's sweet. It's got Eddie on it, and it's the Trooper. Trooper beer.
Nice.
So that's pretty good.
So if any local bands that want a beer made and they're on it, I have a brewer connection, so hit us up.
I don't see why you wouldn't. There's so many out there.
Seriously.
I can't tell the difference. So if you have like a sweet logo, that's honestly half the reason I'll get it.
Sweet something. Logo? You like beer?
Yeah. There's that like Ballast Point, and their logo is like a skeleton. So I'm like, oh yeah, some... the skeleton.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if it's good.
All right. And then you brought this up too. You were excited about this movie. We're having a live-action Winnie the Pooh Christopher Robin movie.
It's disgusting. Not brutal. Because I'll tell you why it's going to be not brutal.
Not because brutal, you know.
Winnie the Pooh is a childhood icon, and he's meant to be animated, hand-drawn, and, like, perfectly hand-drawn. I don't want to see, like, Willow Smith talking to Winnie the CG Winnie the Pooh in a McDonald's commercial or whatever the heck they're going to do with this. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
So there you go. Matt's childhood destroyed.
Ugh. Yeah, this is the one thing I'm mad about. Everyone is mad about all these other stupid remakes, but this is where I'm drawing the line.
All right, and now here's your... you got amped about this breaking news.
Oh, breaking news from the wonderful world of Facebook. I don't know if this is accurate, but I love it so much.
That's true. You go to Facebook. Great segue. We're going from politics into Facebook news.
But this is posted by Mistress Carrie, so it's probably correct. Police arrested a man in Wyoming... I think last night he was speeding, driving an El Camino on Center Street in Wyoming, for those of you familiar with the area of Carford. He was drunk. He had they pulled him over. They saw that he looked intoxicated. He was swerving in and out. Asked him to step out of the car. He steps out of the car. They're doing the field sobriety test, and an eyeball falls out of his pant leg. So the cops freak out, you know, draw their guns, arrest him right away because they think they have, like, a serial killer. Like, they just caught Jeffrey Dahmer. And he's like, no. These are cow eyeballs. Cool. It's cool. I work in a cow processing plant, and I gotta tell you, this is something you might appreciate, Matt. Very wasteful. They throw all these products away, whereas I enjoy a cow eyeball, but I'm not allowed to take it home. So what I do is I insert them in my colon, and I drive these cow eyeballs home. So they arrested this man, this conservationist. They took him to the jail and extracted these cow eyeballs. Now, a cow eyeball is not like a regular eyeball. It's like as big as a tennis ball.
It's gonna be large, yeah.
It's big. And he had 30 of them up there. And then maybe some more that got lost. And he says that he likes to eat them, and he'll often make them into a soup. So is that brutal or not brutal?
I mean, there's only one answer for this.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
It's the most brutal thing
That's
ever.
That's like the ultimate environmentalism right there.
Oh my god, what a
Smuggling
savage.
Smuggling cow eyeballs out.
Just disgusting.
First stew.
There you go. That's the
second. So that was brutal or not brutal. And now
we're
going to transition.
Black metal song of the week. So last week we came at you with the new stuff, the here we're going to blend this
the
with
hipster
that.
Black metal. That wasn't hipster black metal because it wasn't like that.
It wasn't
Death
like
Heaven.
Death Heaven,
yeah, yeah,
which I enjoy.
It was like party black metal.
Party black metal, which black I think is roll. Fine. I think that it's fine that people take genres and mash them together and make them their own thing. So, to go to the other side, here is like what can be described as, I guess, the first quote-unquote black metal song ever. It's Venom's black metal off their album Black Metal. Venom, English heavy metal band. I don't think they knew they were creating an entire genre, but the apocryphal story is that the gentleman from Mayhem went to a Venom show at the release of this album and were like, we should make a band. And then they did. And that band was Mayhem. And so here's your boys. Here's your boys Venom with their song Black Metal off the album Black Metal. It's the tones are there. Like, the tones are there. The blast beats aren't there.
Right.
The lyrics are there, but actually some of the other songs on this album...
It's kind of more thrashy.
It's more thrashy, but it's still, like, dark. He says Satan in it, so right. That's... You're there. And the only difference is that there's other songs on this album that are actually darker lyrically, where they're like, crawling out of a coffin and stuff like that. So, anyway, here's Black Metal by Venom off the album Black Metal.
Like you're the gods rock and roll. Metal tenfold through the deadly black hole. Riding hell stallions burn back and free. Taking our chances with raw energy. Come ride tonight with us, rock on and fight. United in my legions we stand. Free part of wild force, give up your souls. Live for the quest of Satan's band. Let's
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch. Actually, I'm going to wait for do a station ID, but you just heard Emissivity. Emissivity? And that was their song Fast Forward. And you can see them playing at the Middle East on Monday night. Before that, we had Bedtime Magic with Endless Slumber. And you can see those guys Wednesday night. Before that, we had our Black Metal Song of the Week. That
was good, right?
That was an excellent choice.
There you go. You're welcome.
Reset the palette from our Black and Roll. Like, we got all the way up to this year with the Black and Roll, and then we went all the way back to the beginning of Black Metal. Yeah, so you are listening or have been listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We will not be back next week. So no show next weekend, but then we'll be back after that, and we will be here on Christmas.
I will be listening to the gnashing of teeth and wailing as there's no show.
That's right. Yeah, next, you'll have to find your own black metal.
You will have to find your own
choice. Get caught up on all the new releases this year.
There's lots.
And then
wade into the wastes and don't wait for the bus. I'll call the cops on you.
Yeah. Wait, if you come to Melrose, just don't be suspicious.
Otherwise, if you're suspicious, I'm calling the cops.
They'll get you.
Give me back my pan.
So, we will be back in 2 weeks. Same time, same place.
Yeah.
Until then, go see some shows.
Yeah.
Especially around the holidays. Shows. There's some holiday shows going on.
December 30th at Palladium.
That's a big one. We'll be there. You can say hello to us.
Maggie's brother had to do security at the DCU Center for the Five Finger Death Punch show, and I was over there on Friday. And he's like, I got to go to this show. They're going to be loud. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
There's one other thing I was going to say, but now I don't remember. Just stay tuned to our Facebook page, Brutal Brunch Radio, Twitter, at Brutal Brunch.
Yeah.
And, don't miss us too much.
Don't.
We're back in 2 weeks.
No, miss
Until
us.
Until then, stay brutal. We got the Melisma Hour Radio. The Melisma Radio Hour coming up next.
It's fantastic.
And we are out. We will see you in 2 weeks for some more Sunday morning metal. See ya.
Even on Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.